Brock, just how frustrating has this been for you as the starting quarterback?
You know, I think everyone's frustrated right now. You know, we've lost a lot of games in a row, and you know, it's not from a lack of effort. I can tell you that. You know, this football team comes to work with a great attitude every day. We focus in meetings. We work hard on the practice field. So to not see the results on the game field, it's very frustrating.
How did Emmanuel help you out there, especially early?
Oh, Emmanuel's a stud. He's a big time playmaker. You know, the bigger the game, you know, you're gonna get the best out of Emmanuel. He did a tremendous job tonight. He got open, made my job really easy throwing him the ball. I mean, I think he had huge separation the majority of the time I was throwing it to him. He just did a great job on the outside. But also, you know, credit the offensive line, because without those guys up there playing well, I don't have time to throw to Emmanuel. So I think the front played great. Obviously, number 10, you know, made some huge plays for us. Demarius made huge plays for us. The running backs ran super, super hard. So like I said, it's not from a lack of effort, because the effort was there. It's just we didn't score enough points.
Brock, a few drives you didn't have problems moving the ball down the field, but once you got New England territory, the drive stalled. What was the difference when you got into scoring range?
Kicking field goals rather than scoring touchdowns. And, you know, that's something that's happened to this offense multiple times this season. So it's not like tonight was the first time we couldn't score touchdowns. But you know what? I think that starts with me. You know, I'm going to have to watch the tape to see what decisions I could have made differently that could have maybe led to touchdowns. But that's definitely something that needs to get fixed. You're right. I mean, if you're kicking field goals every time you're in the red area rather than scoring touchdowns, it's going to be very hard to win football games.
What do you think the team can do to refocus after this?
You know, I think the biggest thing we can do is come in tomorrow, be very honest with ourselves when we watch the tape. Be honest with yourself. Where can you improve to help this team get better? And then after that, you got to push it to the side, and you need to come to work Wednesday with a great attitude, with a laser focus on you know, beating the Cincinnati Bengals.
Brock, do you feel that you have a short window to prove yourself here this time around, and that window is coming to a close, or do you feel like this could be the start of something for you here, despite these two losses?
You know, I'm not going to put any pressure on myself either way. I think you guys know every single week I'm going to give everything I have to this football team, in my preparation, in my leadership, and how I play the game. So I'm not going to put any pressure there. You know, those decisions are for, you know, John and VJ and Matt Russell to, you know, really decide where my future goes. But right now, my focus is solely on winning football games. What can I do to help this football team win? And I think all that stuff will take care of itself down the road.
You want to be the starting quarterback against Cincinnati?
Absolutely. I want to be the starting quarterback for the Denver Broncos for as long as I possibly can. I love this organization, and like I said, I'm going to do everything within my power to help this team win games.
Along those same lines, can it be difficult playing on this week-to-week basis, fancying each time he'll review the tape and then decide on the quarterback? Is that difficult for you?
You know, it's not, because my preparation doesn't change whether I'm the starter or I'm the backup. My preparation will always be the same, so that's not going to, you know, make a situation difficult or anything like that.
Anything else? Okay. Thank you, Brock.
Cool. Thanks.